Welcome, guys, to the 114th episode of the Lion in the Cannon podcast. I am Matt, joined by my hetero life mate, Reese. Paco is not with us. He is out on a walk.
What is up, guys? Welcome to a big episode with some big results this past weekend.
Title affecting race results.
Indeed. Matt, are you ready to jump into it, my friend?
Let's do it, pal.
Alrighty, jumping all the way back to Friday, as we had our only boxing, I guess, quote-unquote boxing day game of the week. It was Man United at home hosting Newcastle, and Man United finally pull out a win, and they win 1-0 with the Dorgu goal. Matt, what were your thoughts on this one?
This was an unfun game to watch. If you, the fabled neutral, did you watch this game, sir? Because I watched it with no sound.
I did not.
Dorgu goal, and after that, they just parked the bus. It was like watching Jose Mourinho back in Manchester United, but I did not get to see that awesome hair of Mariano Fellaini.
Yeah, it looks like based off the stats, they pretty much Newcastle dominated possession, but it was a very good finish from Dorgu. It was a good volley from off the corner, though. So, hey, Man United weren't unable to get some wins lately. They got what they needed from this one.
I texted you, I think, either this weekend because I watched most of this game, and I said whatever Newcastle loses when they leave home really affected them this game. It's just like they couldn't finish anything, but they just dominated possession in the second half and just lit them up, but nothing went in. They couldn't score a goal to save their life.
Credit to United for getting past the line here. Into the next game, we have Man City visiting Nottingham Forest and coming away with a 2-1 victory. Goals from Omari Hutchinson from Forest, and then Ryan Reinders and Cherki to finish him off. Matt, what were your thoughts on this one?
So my opinions on this game kind of come from every other media source, and it kind of seems from the consensus I got that City kind of got lucky. It wasn't a convincing 3 points, but it was the 3 points that was needed to keep them in the title hunt.
Hey, and that's what happens when you play against the Deutschmen. It's tough results, tough place to play, especially away from home. So, I mean, tough place to play, especially.
Just kidding. All right, we're done.
But credit to City, man. This was, like you said, not their best performance, but they somehow snuck out with a win. And
Stone Cold Sean Dyche.
Erling Haaland goal. Exactly. No Erling Haaland goal either to save him. So, hey, good result for him, man. Next up here, we got Arsenal at home, the title leaders hosting Brighton, winning 2-1 with Martin Odegaard getting on the score sheet. An own goal from Rudder and Diego Gomez in the 64th minute for Brighton. Matt, you watched this game in its entirety. What did you see from this Arsenal side?
Dominant play. And Araya masterclass. When the Arsenal shuts down for 10 minutes, it seems, maybe even less in this game, maybe 5 minutes, they leaked a goal. And Raya did an amazing save to keep this a win. And it was just Arsenal dominance for like 80 minutes. And then maybe 2 5-minute that just blanked out. And then, I don't know, have you ever seen that show, All the Murders in the Building?
No.
Okay. Steve Martin's character goes to this place called the White Room when he loses his shit. And I think that's what happens to our defense. They just go to the White Room and just don't know what they're doing.
Hey, it was good to see some people in the lineup, though. Again, seeing Jesus come back on. I do have a question, though. Who is this Marley Salmon guy?
He's a young defender out of the academy.
16 years old, man. That's crazy.
Dude, Marley Arsenal's trying to turn into Barcelona with all these kids, homegrown
That's
kids.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, we might need
exactly.
to join you guys, at least, but we aren't selling them.
Exactly. Alrighty, guys. Next game up here, we got Brentford hosting.
Dude, I saw some guy on a chat board refer to you guys as Epstein FC, Chelsea Football Club, and I was like, you can't do that.
Hey, not far off, though, man.
Line crossed and then lit on fire.
Yeah, we'll get to Chelsea soon, man. Into the next game up here, we got Brentford at home hosting Bournemouth. Brentford dominating, winning 4-1. Bournemouth continue to have this slump of form. Semenyo is not at the AFCON, so even with them at full strength. I mean, this Bournemouth side is still struggling. Matt, what were your thoughts on this one?
I didn't get to watch this one, but I was doing some just poking around on the internet, getting opinions from different people. And the young lady who supports Tottenham Hotspur and hates Arsenal in every regard, was kind of saying that she thinks that Bournemouth's been figured out, and I think that maybe he just has to shift up his tactics or something.
I think they also need to maybe look into the window this January as well. I mean, they just seem weak in attack without Semenyo or Richarlison firing. I feel like they need another option or maybe even something in the midfield. So, yeah, a change up of tactic or a change up of some of the players in the lineup, I think, is needed for this group. But the
Well,
Cherry Prince always finds a way.
I hope he does. They are 15th right now, but they are got a 9-point lead on the first relegation, the 18th place team in West Ham. So I'm hoping they can get to the fabled 30 points and save themselves because, like, I don't know. It kind of seems to go against their plan. They don't seem to spend money in the January transfer. They spend it in the main transfer window in the summer. But it's a World Cup year too, so I mean that could also hamper a lot of teams.
Do you think with the summer, just off topic, you think this with the summer coming up, there's going to be as much buying and selling throughout the market?
I think there will
Maybe
be,
even
but
more
not at
people
the
expecting.
top team level. It'll happen after the World Cup. Teams
Gotcha.
like Arsenal, our teams, Chelsea, Arsenal, Man City, the players they're looking for are on national teams,
Gotcha.
unless they're trying to like bargain pick like some Martinelli style players and such. But I think we will see a lot of activity very quickly from teams like Bournemouth, Nottingham Forest. If Leeds stay up, oh, if Sunderland stays up, I think we'd probably see them spend 100 mil.
Yep, I could see that for sure, especially after the window they just had in the summer just by getting promoted. So I could see
Because
it.
they're going to be going for some players that aren't on national teams and they can move freely and do their tests and everything.
Next game up here, guys. We got Burnley at home hosting Everton. Game comes to a draw, nil-nil. Matt, I did not see anything of this game. I think the goals will tell you why. Lack thereof. Any thoughts on this one, sir?
So I did get little bits of this one because when the Arsenal game was doing stuff, it would shift over to that game. Like it started early or whatever, ended early, and it just looked like a boring slog, the bits I got to see.
Gotcha. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, Burnley had no shots on target the whole game. Nothing to challenge Trafford. He had a safe day out. So,
You mean Pickford?
or Pickford, yeah, Trafford. Sorry, sorry, Trafford. That was an unnecessary diss to you, sir. I know you have
Catching
lost your spot.
strays.
Yeah, my bad, brother. My bad.
We're ahead next.
Next game up here, guys. We got Liverpool at home hosting Wolves. Liverpool winning 2-1 with a Gravenberch and Florian Wirtz getting his first official Premier League goal, even though he technically had one that was called an own goal. Finally official. Matt, what were your thoughts on this
So I
one?
got alerts on this when I saw the highlights, but I don't like it. Liverpool should dominate Wolves. This should not be a 2-1.
Yeah, I agree with you. What I will say is, though, just from the bits that I am seeing from their games, it looks like they are starting to figure it out a little bit more as the season's going on. Maybe not results-wise, but just in terms of they're a little bit more clinical in the attack. Their midfield doesn't look as floppy, I guess, is what I'm trying to
No, I
get at,
get you.
but.
And I think like watching the Arsenal game last week and this week, I am starting to see pieces of my team coming back into form now that the players are coming back. Just got to wait on Kai and hope sex god Calafiori is okay. And same with shoot, Timber, or my dog Timber.
Yes, sir. Credit to Liverpool. Into the next game here. We got West Ham at home hosting Fulham, losing 1-0 with a late Raul Jimenez goal. The Mexican strikes again. Matt, what were your thoughts on this one?
I called it. We were split on this one. I told
That's
you
right.
Fulham would get them.
That is right. I had the Hammers. They let me down. Matt, where do you think it went wrong for the Hammers?
Being the Hammers this season. Sorry. No, you just hit me up with like the Jesse Ventura. Like, what do you think he's got to do to win this match? Not lose it.
Yeah, I agree, man. It's not been West Ham season. It's not even a Santos problem. It's more of a player's problem, in my opinion.
I tell you
But
what, though, I think Mill aren't going to come back up. It would be poetic justice if West Ham goes down and Mill comes up. But I think you and me should do a championship report next season on the two derbies. Find a way to watch them. I think I can
yeah,
watch them through ESPN Plus
that'd be
and
fun.
go watch those matches because I want to see a Dockers derby, man. I've never seen one in my life.
We will hang out that day that that game is on, man. I'm
And do a
down.
report on it just to
Yeah.
like to fit it in. If that's what happens, poetic justice would be that they flip flop, but
Yeah.
or one get, you know, but we'll see. I'm just kind of curious on that one, just because it's one of those rivalries that is just it happened once since I've been a fan, but it happened in a cup and I never
Yeah.
saw it.
Neither have I, and it's just something that you hear talked about as a touted rivalry, but we as neutrals have been unable to experience it ourselves
No,
live. But
you're a neutral. I'm not a neutral. All
I'm the
right.
last living neutral. All
Yep. You and
right,
Jimmy Carragher.
guys. Yes. Oh God. Into the last game of the Saturday slate, guys. We've got Chelsea at home losing to Aston Villa 2-1. Goals from João Pedro and then a brace from Ollie Watkins. Matt, this one broke me
I was just going to
mentally.
say, are you okay?
This one
Blink
broke
twice if you're okay. Guys, he
I'm all
didn't
good,
blink. I'm
man.
scared.
Yeah, I'm gonna find Matt after this. Matt, here's the
Oh.
thing, man.
No, like I'm legitimately worried about you. Like you texted me right as it ended, and we're just like, everything is pain. I'm like, I'm just gonna leave him. If he needs me, he'll ask for help.
Oh man, it's just you watch this team every single week play good for only one half of football, and then it's either the first or the second half, and then they just manage to fall apart in either of those halves, and it kicks themselves every time. When they are a 90, if they ever make it to a 90-minute team, they are one of the best teams in football. But that is the one thing hindering them is they can't play for 90 minutes. If they learn to play for 90 minutes, you could be looking at one of the best teams, but
So I watched pieces of this game, and Ollie Watkins, and who's that midfielder? The young strong guy?
Onana.
Okay.
Onana.
No, the other one, the younger guy.
Kamara. Tielemans. Are you talking about the, you said midfielder. Are you talking about winger Morgan Rogers?
Yeah, Morgan Rogers. So him and
Okay.
Ollie Watkins have turned into like Vinny the Microwave from the Bad Boy Pistons. In this run, it just seems like they just can get lucky now. The way Emery set up the team. When another team shuts down, they get the ball and they attack. I don't know if he's using like focused microwaves on the defense, like to like mess them
It's
up.
so there's a couple things, and I'm going to go over with them. The first two are kind of basic, but if you think about it, there's no way that defensive line is sustainable to last like that for 90 minutes, just off rip. Like the way they play, if they succeed possession to, for example, to you guys this upcoming week, it would not work. But for some reason, it has over the last month and a half. And then the second thing is, this team, they basically didn't start their best players. They had Ollie Watkins on the bench, they had Onana on the bench. They brought on Jadon Sancho. I don't know how if he's played at all this season. I think that was just more of a Chelsea thing. I don't know, but they brought on T the big changes for them was Onana and Watkins. I don't know why they didn't start after a week of preparation, but they come on and they change this whole entire game, and Chelsea could not adapt to it. Which, hey,
Soon I
exactly.
mind
Maybe it was a
games.
memory. Yeah.
Soon I mind games.
And here's the thing: if they do that similar thing where Ollie Watkins comes off the bench against you guys and it's only 1-0, like as an Arsenal fan, I would be worried because that
Oh,
means that he,
I'm
it,
already worried.
yeah. Well, it's like if Unai's game plan is to wear out the opponent's starters and then bring on his fresh legs and they're actually starting quality players, that's scary. But how can it work for the first 60 to 70 minutes of that game? Like, you guys have to be up 2-3 nil. When those 60, 70 minutes come, if they do that same sort of thing, which I don't think they will,
Well,
but we'll see.
so not to take go off of Chelsea, but I think it's going to happen is he needs to start Gyökeres, stretch out their line, do what Emery's doing, cause havoc in their lines, and then you throw Jesus and Martinelli and mimic the Watkins, shoot, more Rodgers, the Rodgers trick, mimic his own trick against him because I don't think he has a defense against it because only three teams can replicate what he's doing. My
Yeah,
team,
exactly.
your team, and Manchester City.
Yeah.
Liverpool can, but not right now.
I it's impressive how they've managed to play like this and have a sustainable win streak. I texted you during this game. I was like, there's no way Chelsea can lose this game. I told you it was inevitable that they
Oh,
will.
dude, when you
I was
sent me
like,
that text, I listened to it. I'm just like, fuck, I hope this doesn't happen. Like, I was just like, I hope he doesn't
the
get
first
Unai'd. Please don't let it happen.
Guys, the first thing I said to Matt in this voice note was, I'm waiting for the inevitable downfall of Chelsea and they lose this game. But The way Villa are playing right now, I don't understand how they have managed to have a 10-game win streak. I don't understand. But pure resilience is the name that Unai is continuing to do in the winter. But
He's using
yeah,
Buendia.
it's crazy. I don't know, man. But credit to Villa. I mean, it's worked for them. They're now in a title race for the time being. Again, I don't even I'm not I'm not even trying to be reactionary. If I watched 90 minutes against you, if that was against you guys, but even what I was saying about Chelsea in this first half, they can't win the big games when they're playing teams above them. I mean, against you guys, they get a red card in 5 minutes due to lack of discipline. They fall apart in the second half of this game. They can't play in one half of football against United or Spurs. It's like, dude,
Is
they got to
Caicedo
put it
back?
together. Caicedo was back for this game.
Okay.
Yeah, he played great, and until the second half, everything just vanished. It was crazy. But
I
credit
will say
to
one thing
Villa,
for
man. This
Chelsea. I don't know if you guys are going to spend money in the window, but I think what you need to do is find an older, like maybe 28, 29-year-old midfielder to be able to slot in when, like, to kind of be the leader, even if it's just a player coach.
And that's the thing, is the lack of experience. But this board
You
wants
know
to
who you should
follow
go
that
get from
route.
Brazil? He might want to come back to Europe.
Thiago Silva.
No, Jorginho.
Oh, well, there you go. My boy,
Old
J5.
man, 31-year-old Jorginho coming back to that team.
That'd be
He's like
funny, though.
rubbing like icy hot and the kids can't stand the smell on all of his joints.
Hey, that's a winner right there. But credit to Villa. Into the Sunday slate, we got at Sunderland at home winning, or not winning,
I'm sorry, you
drawing
no
1-1.
sold that joke and I love it. You're just like, all right, we're moving on.
Sorry,
Sorry,
man.
where were we going?
Sunderland at home drawing Leeds 1-1. Goal from Simon Adingra, and DCL again, Matt, scoring to equalize. Matt, he's done it again. He's going to continue doing it. What's up with DCL on this Leeds side,
He's
man?
Thanos right now. Dude,
That's
I
funny.
didn't realize how depleted Sunderland were until I watched the pre-match for this and realized how many players they have out injured
Yep.
at the Cups. I thought they would get the revenge on Man City on Thursday. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough, man. I saw the Adingra goal. The Adingra goal was great. It's good to see him. That was his first goal of the season with the Sunderland side. Very much needed.
Well,
But
they had their
Matt, this
shape back
leads
from the last time I
important.
watched them play with City, and they do look more like the Sunderland that I saw earlier in the season. But they look like they're one bad pass of the ball away from crumbling at certain spots. And it's kind of not fun to watch now.
Yeah, at least the good thing is that at least they're out of this relegation race. If they manage to stay out of it, at least we'll be seeing a team that is not, and maybe even Leeds too. I mean, we'll see. But both of these teams could finally be breaking the curse of the yo-yos. So that's good. Credit to both teams. Into the next game here. We got a London Derby, Matt. We got Spurs visiting Palace and walking away with 3 points finally. It's Archie Gray, 1-0, Matt. What were your thoughts on this one?
So the listeners know I have a soft spot for Crystal Palace. I didn't know if I was going to be able to go see my beloved Arsenal play first trip to England, so I went and saw Crystal Palace at Selhurst Park. They're my first Premier League game in the stands. I had a great time. If they're not playing Arsenal, I'll always root for them to win. And this was just this Glasner side is a little on the check engine light, and it showed. They shut down, and Spurs got the goal.
Yeah, I feel like this at this point of the season they're just managing.
Yeah.
You're starting to see the loss of their attacking players from Olise to Eze. Mateta can only do so much for that offense. It has to be, the other wingers with them. So I don't know. Somebody has to step up at that side to give this team some energy. But we'll see what they do in January. It is creeping up here in a couple days. Matt, just some context for you for how bad Spurs have been. They're in 11th place, 25 points. They are 7 points off fourth place. So you never know what can happen towards the end of the season.
What's crazy was when we talked last week, they were at 15th, I think.
And they've climbed to 11th. And like I said, 7 points off fourth place. It's not impossible from
Are
this
you guys in
position.
fourth
Seven
place?
points? No, it's Liverpool. Liverpool has 32 points now.
Ay, ay.
Yeah, see how close this league is, man. And this is the thing for some Chelsea fans, man. They're like, "Oh, we're worse than last season. We can't seem to play better than last season. Guys, there's two things, Chelsea fans. One, we had Cole Palmer healthy all last year. We don't have Cole Palmer healthy all this year. Number two, everybody's doing worse than last season. The 11th place to fucking fourth place is 7 points. What are we talking about? It's
Well,
like,
and
what
then
can
when
we
you look at
do?
the top four, it is 10 points separating fourth and first.
Yep.
And then you have two teams that, but there's 7 points separating third from fourth. And then it's 39-40-42.
Yeah,
If
there's no
Arsenal
bracket.
lose to Aston Villa and City win, Villa and Arsenal could be sitting tied in second, depending on goal difference, and City could be number one.
Yes, which is crazy. Matt, are you
Ready
ready
to
to
get into the
jump in the
previews?
preview? Yes, sir.
All right, let me get my sheet up here. All right, so tomorrow, Tuesday, we got some 12s and some 115s. I'm just going to go through the Tuesday matches. First up, Newcastle leave home again to face Burnley at Turf Moor. I think they will have enough to get over the line against Burnley. I think they will win this 1-0, but it will not be a blowout. It will not be vintage Newcastle. They're just going to get over the line.
Yeah, Burnley have been a little bit tough to play against as well. I mean, they're not just a pushover team, although their record doesn't show it. They're pretty, I'd say, a decent side. So I agree with you, but I'm going to go with the 2-1 Newcastle win. I think Burnley get on the score
You
sheet.
want a little bit more shooting than me? All right. All right. Your team, 12:30. Bournemouth travel to the bridge to face Carice's Chelsea Blues. I'm picking a Chelsea 2-0 victory.
It feels like this game was yesterday, Matt. It feels like I just watched Chelsea play yesterday. I don't know if I'm prepared to watch my team again.
I'm
I
not. I
don't
wish we had the Thursday slot because I'm not prepared to watch my team tomorrow either. Like, it's on at 1:15. I get back
know.
from lunch break and then I have to work and I have this game on, one of the biggest games of the year, first versus third. I don't want this on a Tuesday. This is a weekend match.
Oh man, what are they doing
I
to us,
might
Matt?
puke in a trash can. I might get the trash can and put it next to me. I'm already nervous, Reese.
They're gonna ruin our week in a matter of
Dude.
one game, dude.
But what do you
But
got for
yeah,
your boys?
hey, Chelsea, give to the take from the rich. They no longer can take from the rich. They still give to the poor. It's Bournemouth 1-0 away.
No. No.
And we consider what happens after tomorrow.
All right. I might have to come over on suicide watch. Mean, you don't drink, but that might be a night where we just go out and just like they lost. Fuck it.
Need some psychedelics or something, man, just to
All
pass the time.
right. Next up, we have Everton traveling to Nottingham Forest to have Stone Cold Sean Dyche face off against his old team, but like their old manager.
This is a fun game. I can only imagine what Dyche is saying in the locker room. I'm gonna go with the 1-0 Forest win. I don't
I'm
know.
going for a 2-2 banger.
Cool, man. That's fair. I can see that.
All right, next up, Brighton travel to West Ham.
Ah, West Ham. When you guys gonna help me out here? I'm backing you guys, but I'm not backing you this week. I want the Seagulls 3-2. I think it's a barn burner.
I'm going for a nil-nil.
You.
All right, next up, Aston Villa, the Night King, returns with one scalp from Arsenal, one head on a pike, aiming to get the other as he travels to the Emirates to face Mikel Arteta's Arsenal in the ground that humiliated him and sent him packing back to Spain. He has them in his sights and he's going for the kill. My prediction, Arsenal 1, Aston Villa 3. They're going to break our home streak. Go top of the table, even if it's only
No.
temporary.
Yeah, I don't see that happening at all, Matt. I think what you guys are doing this season is not a fluke. I
Hey,
think
it's
it's gonna
copium, baby. I'm copiuming. I'm a copium addict right now, Reese.
I'm staying afloat with this Arsenal side. It's gonna be 2-0. Could be more. I think you guys are gonna prove why you are the best team in the Prem.
We'll see. I hope you're right, but I'm also popping that copium into my veins. Hopium,
Oh.
copium. I'm an addict right now. If there's a way to make fentanyl into some word for a drug, I'm popping that too.
You getting it all in, man?
Yeah. Paco is just going to see me strung out. All right. Next up, we have the dude, another rematch from earlier this year, like just recently. Wolves travel to Manchester United. This
No,
seemed like
yeah,
this
these
happened the
teams.
week before the Arsenal Villa match.
These are all the games that have played just a few weeks ago. So very interesting how the league works now. But United are going to get over the line on this one. I'm going to go with the 2-1 win for the Devils.
I got him to go for another 4-2 banger this time instead of a 4-1.
There you go.
Wolves still have some bite in them, but they're a toothless wolf. Well, Paco's friends whose tongue hangs out when it goes to one side. One side he's good, and when it goes to the other side because all his teeth are gone, it just plops out. I feel bad for him.
Poor dude,
Oh, they're Oscar. Wolves are Oscar. He only got half the teeth in his side.
there you go.
Oh, I'm
There
gonna
you
start calling him Oscar the Beagle. That's Paco's
What's
friend who like tongue will randomly pop out. All right, next up. I'm sorry. Next up, we
guys?
have Fulham
Guys,
versus
guys,
Crystal Palace.
it's a Monday night. We have a. It's you guys know the first day of the work week. We're trying to make it through. There's games tomorrow. We're trying to get
We
these
didn't want to
podcasts.
do this today, but we had to because of the games tomorrow.
Yeah. My brain is still waking up, dude. You
Dude,
know,
it's a weird week having to go back to work on Friday last week. Like, get 2 days off, then you're back at work a day that just sucks, and then you're on a 2 day weekend, and you're back for three, off one, off another day, or on another day, and then a weekend.
I guarantee it wasn't that busy on Friday, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was kind of dead.
Yeah, me
But I
too.
had a lot of
But
stupid questions.
there you go. What do you got
But
next for this
Fulham
one?
Crystal Palace, London Derby, South versus West.
Ooh, London Derby, the best hot tub team versus the Glasnier Glow. I'm gonna go with the Glasnier Hello getting his lick back. It's gonna be 1-0 to Palace.
I'm gonna go the opposite again. I'm going 1-0 to Fulham. I don't want to,
Hey,
but I just have a feeling.
you're liking this Fulham side the last few weeks. I see. I got you. I got you. I can see it.
Plus, I just like to have one where you and me pick completely opposites.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Have
Yeah,
something to root
just like
against.
Stephen A. Smith, whatever you say, sometimes I just have to disagree, even if I don't believe it in my heart and I don't want it to happen.
Fair
You're
enough.
wrong, Reese.
And then you'll make some blasphemy metaphor with it, like Stephen A. does.
Yeah. I
Oh,
need to study my
gosh.
Stephen A. tape. I need to start just doing it to you in my voice. All right,
Please
next up,
don't.
we have Leeds traveling to Liverpool.
Oh, this game was a 3-3 draw last time they played. This is going to be a banger. Was this Thursday? Is this Thursday's game?
Yeah, we're in the Thursdays. This one, Crystal Palace, City, and Tottenham are all Thursday.
Okay. That's a fun game. This is going to be a fun one as well. I'm going to go with 2-1 to Liverpool, but this is going to be a banger.
Okay, I'm going to go a 2-2 draw. I think
Fair enough.
Dominic Calvert-Lewin wants. He's still a blue. He's
Yeah.
still a blue.
And he's on like a 10-game scoring streak right now.
Yeah,
Why
I
not?
think he's gonna make a game. All
Gotcha.
right. Next up, we have Manchester City, as we mentioned before, traveling to the Stadium of Light. And I think that City got lucky with both these games being in Sunderland slumps because, like, if they had faced him earlier in the season, it would have been bad.
Especially when they had momentum. What do you got in this game?
I honestly, now that I've seen how bad Sunderland are in terms of injuries and tournament departures, are you playing nunchucks?
No, it's just got
Oh,
an arm. Lee's
gotcha.
got an arm here.
Okay. I thought you were doing like
Yeah.
nunchucks or something. My bad.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be 2-0 for City.
Yeah. I think the City team right now is just too clinical. I think Sunderland's gonna score. I'm gonna go 2 goals to Sunderland, 3 to City to win.
Ooh, okay. I hope your game is the one that plays, not mine. All right, next
Yeah.
up, another London derby. Tottenham Hotspur travel to face Brentford. A hot Brentford with a lukewarm Spurs team. I hate to say it. I think it's going to be 3-1 to Brentford.
Oh, see, that's not a bad take, man, because this Brentford team has been tricky and they know how to play against their former boss as well. So this is going to be a good game. I'm going to go with a 1-1 draw.
Okay. I
But I
kind of
hope
hope
your
mine
game.
happens and not yours. But
I agree.
I don't have any stoppage time for you, but I did want to go over the table real quick. I just want to focus on the bottom half. And we're gonna over the bottom part. We're gonna go 14th through 20th. Who of these teams, who do you think gets relegated? Newcastle 14th, Bournemouth is 15th, Leeds is 16th, Stone Cold Sean Dyche's Nottingham Forest are 17th, West Ham are 18th, Burnley are 19th, and Wolves are 20th. Now, Wolves are on 2 points, so I'm thinking I'm just going to have you pick the other two teams to get relegated.
I think it stays the way it is, but I feel like Sean Dyche is too experienced in this part of the season,
And that 5 point lead's
especially
going to
of
serve him
Bournemouth.
good.
Yeah, especially with the talent they have on that team. This team should have been, in conference league conversations of finishing. So I think they will find form. As for Leeds, it may be a little bit sketchier for them, especially when we hit around the March time frame when these teams start to like actual form.
Hey,
But I
man.
think they'll be able to hold on.
So, real quick, maybe I'm having a brain fart here, but Stone Cold Sean Dyche is the third manager this season for this Forest team, right? Oh my God. I forgot Andrew's their coach for a minute.
Yeah, for 1 month.
Until I was like, why are they this bad if Sean has. Oh, I'm like, oh, I forgot
Santos, who is.
they had
Yeah.
3 weeks where he was just shit.
Yeah, Santos, boss, and now Dyche. Santos is now at West Ham.
Jeez. I completely compartmentalized that Ange Postecoglou was their coach.
Hey, I'm on the big bring boss back to Spurs train. That's the train I'm on, man.
Oh, I'd
Bring him
love for them to finish
home.
17th again.
Bring him home. All
It's
righty,
not
guys.
happening.
Matt, we
You
got
have
to.
anything for me?
No, sir.
All right, guys, we lost Reese, but I say live long and watch some football.